Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's music performed by pianist Cynthia Rame. We'll hear music from her five summers as a camper at Interlochen and from her later professional career. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Pianist Cynthia Rame was 9 years old when she came to camp at Interlochen for the first time in 1961. When we spoke to her recently, she told us that she still feels very emotionally connected to Interlochen more than 50 years after she first came here.
And I can still feel emotional about it to this day when I think of my time there. That's how much it meant to me.
That summer, Cynthia Rame won the concerto competition, playing Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 19 in F major, Kürschel 459. The following March, she was invited to perform that same Mozart concerto with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Cynthia Rame recalled that she wasn't even nervous for that performance with the DSO, just thrilled.
It was such a big deal, but of bliss to me. It wasn't something that I was terrified about. I was just in bliss at being part of this kind of music making.
When Cynthia came back to Interlochen for her second camp summer in 1962, she, not surprisingly, won the concerto competition yet again. Here is a 10-year-old Cynthia Rame at the piano in August of 1962, performing the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. George C. Wilson is conducting the National High School Broadcast Orchestra.
Thank you.
the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major. George C. Wilson conducted the National High School Broadcast Orchestra in August of 1962 with a 10-year-old Cynthia Rame at the piano. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts, and today we're looking at the career of pianist Cynthia Rame. By the age of 10, Cynthia had already won Interlochen's concerto competition twice and been a soloist with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. It's probably no surprise that she was invited back as a soloist with the DSO in the summer of 1963, this time playing the Beethoven concerto we just heard. She told us that her youth probably worked to her advantage because she still wasn't nervous for this second performance with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
I think that probably the older you get, the more nervous you get. But, you know, 9 years old, 10 years old, I think was still in the realm of just feeling mostly the way I was feeling about it.
That same summer, 1963, she won Interlochen's concerto competition yet again, this time with Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. Here's an 11-year-old Cynthia Rame on July 4th, 1963, performing with Interlochen's National High School Orchestra, conducted by Joe Matti, in the first movement of Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto.
Thank you.
and 11-year-old Cynthia Rehm, featured in that performance of the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. Joe Maddy conducted Interlaken's National High School Orchestra in July of 1963. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. Cynthia Rehm told me that Dr. Maddy took a particular interest in her growth as a musician. In fact, he even talked her into attending Interlaken Arts Academy for a year when she was just 11 years old.
He wanted me, his words were, to grow up with the academy, to start at that age and just go all the way through high school.
But their experiment only lasted a year. Even though she had a private tutor instead of going to classes with the high school students, everyone decided that it would be better for Cynthia to return home to Detroit for high school, but keep coming to Interlaken in the summers, which she continued to do through 1965. Things still worked out pretty well for her. She's gone on to have a long, distinguished career, recording several albums of solo and chamber music, teaching around the world, and winning all kinds of awards. When we asked Cynthia Rehm what she thought the highlight of her career was, it took her a while to answer.
It sounds funny that I'm just being silent. I don't know how to choose in terms of, I mean, winning competitions that I've won in a different sort of way, you know. Those are highlights, but it's not the same thing as certain performances that I've been involved in, whether solo, whether with orchestra, whether in chamber music, or the experience of being so immersed and so connected with a composer for a project.
One composer whose work Cynthia Rehm immersed herself in was Maurice Ravel. But as she explained, it's hard to describe that kind of immersion.
It's almost as though the deeper the experience is, the harder it is to put words to it. You're just in a world unto itself. For me, it's literally, it goes beyond just a connection with the music. There are times I can literally feel the person also. It's that deep a connection.
And even an outstanding pianist like Cynthia Rehm had some hesitation about tackling one of Ravel's most notoriously difficult works, Gaspard de la Nuit.
I had spent a good deal of my time telling myself, oh, I could never do this justice. And then suddenly, at some point, there was suddenly this determination to do this, to play this music, because I loved it so much. That's why it was so painful to me to always start it and think, oh my gosh, I really can't. So it was an exercise in overcoming I really can't and doing what I needed to do, both just psychologically, you know, dealing with that attitude and turning it around, and the hard work just on the technical aspects of the piece, forget the musical aspects of the piece and then the musical, to come out on the other side and to be able to be a part of this music that I loved so much that I had denied myself for so many years.
Let's hear Cynthia Rehm finally performing this music that she was no longer denying herself. From her 2005 Ravel album, here's Gaspard de la Nuit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
pianist Cynthia Rame performing Gaspard de la Nuit from her 2005 album of the solo works of Maurice Ravel. That album recorded 40 years after Cynthia's final summer as a camper at Interlaken in 1965. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.